Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. Welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Flipping the Table. And today's recap is going to be about episode 8, Forest of Fury. This episode, I have to say, was jam-packed. There was a lot going on. I think it was better than the last episode, but again, we got another to be continued. And I do think that there was a reasoning why, because I did watch the 6 minutes that they always post right after the episode, even though it's to be continued. And there's a lot going on the next episode. I feel like they could have fit it in to the last episode, but I've said this 1,000 times before. I feel like every single episode I say this, they give a lot of to be continued. But I think this one was kind of necessary. But anyway, let's jump into the recap. So the first scene starts out. We see Jen and Margaret have a sit down. They start talking, and Jen says if she goes to therapy with Bill, she doesn't think they would be able to work through it. And Margaret's like, Jen, what are you kidding? Of course you're going to work through it. Bill's a great guy. He's a great husband. He's a great father. Like, what is happening over here? And you could see Margaret, like, genuinely felt bad for Jen and Bill, like, that whole thing that was going on. And I don't think she realized how much damage it would cost when she brought it up at Teresa's party. So I think she genuinely felt bad, and she wanted to help Jen with dealing with everything. She even said it in her confessional. So I thought it was really nice to see that Margaret was very apologetic and really wanted to help Jen get through this. And Jen was asking Margaret to help her, like, repair her friendships with Melissa and Jackie. And that's just what she did. And we'll see that later in the episode. But as the conversation goes on, they start to bring up, Jen brings up the whole thing with Jackie. And Marge is like, well, you were, like, digging around. You were calling around. And Jen was like, well, Jackie shouldn't be mad at me. She should be mad at Teresa. Teresa's the one who brought it up. And Margaret was like, well, Teresa wasn't calling around when everything was done with. And Jen goes, how do you know Teresa wasn't calling around? Mic drop right there. I was so surprised that that whole thing just came out. And yeah, I was just like taken aback. Like, my jaw dropped. I can't believe, like, Jen said that. Like, I didn't think that at all. Like, when she said that, I don't know. I don't even have, like, words. I was just, like, so surprised that that thing came out, because that just changes everything. And after that, we see Jennifer and Margaret leave. They go outside. They have a little moment in the rain. Jen was crying, and then it was really nice to see that they started hugging at the end. So I hope their friendship is repaired and they can start fresh, but I don't think it lasted very long, because now, as the season is airing, they're still kind of, like, at each other. Even though this was filmed in, like, August, which is, like, 6 or 7 months ago, yeah, like, they make up on the show, then, you know, when they watch it over again, the feelings come back and they get mad at each other. And hopefully that will be resolved at the reunion. The reunion is being filmed next Thursday, the 31st, and I'm hearing that it's going to be a Nashville theme. And let me just tell you guys, with all the stuff that's been happening behind the scenes and while the season is airing, there is so much going on and so much has changed that this reunion is going to be, like they say, a doozy. There's going to be so much going on. You know, I hope that the reunion seating is going to be changed a little bit, and I really hope it's going to be 3 parts. Even though it's going to be 13 episodes, they deserve 3 parts, but enough about that. We see in the next scene, Dolores and Frank go shopping for Dolores' mom after her surgery to get her some nice clothes, comfortable clothes for the hospital. And Dolores tells Frank that her mom's surgery went very well. You know, thank God everything went well. We love Valerie. Valerie's a queen. She's an icon. So happy that she's doing well right now and the surgery went well. And Frank actually tells Dolores that David stopped by his office and David, you know, still talks about her. And Dolores is like, oh, that's really nice to hear. And she was really surprised because she tried to reach out to David and David wasn't really responsive. And she thought that he was kind of like over it. But as we see in the scene, David is not over it. And we see in the next scene after that one, we cut to Jackie's house. Jackie and Evan are talking about upcoming treatment for Jackie. And Jackie says she's hesitant about going inpatient because that's what they recommended. And she said she didn't want to take time away from her kids. And then there was another option where she would go 3 days a week or three nights a week, and she still didn't want that either. She wants to be with her kids. So she ended up taking a outpatient like therapist that will be working out with her. And you know, I hope everything goes well for Jackie. Again, it's amazing that she's speaking about this on camera and is very vulnerable, and she's definitely helping other people that have been struggling with the same thing with eating disorder. So it's nice to see that Jackie is able to open up about her struggles and she can help other people while doing that. After that scene ends, it cuts to Jennifer's house, and Jennifer and Bill have a sit down. Jen tells Bill that she feels Margaret was remorseful. And Bill, he looks like he's still quite upset, which I don't blame him. He said he doesn't feel comfortable around the group. And, you know, I kind of see why. And that's why he wasn't in so many of the scenes, like so many of the group events. He didn't come because he feels uncomfortable. But I think after they have like these talks and later in the season, he does go to more group events. And yeah, and during their talk, Jen says she doubts that Bill is there for her sometimes because she feels like Bill kind of just like sits there and like stays quiet. But she was happy that he defended her at boys' night. So then after that scene, we go to Dolores' townhouse. Jen and Teresa come over. They start discussing David, Dolores' ex-boyfriend, and how he like ignored her at the hospital. You know, Dolores and her family were waiting for Valerie, their mom, after the surgery. And I think David came into the room and didn't go over to Dolores. He kind of just like looked at her and ignored her and then went to her family. And that was, oof. You know, I felt like really, really bad for Dolores. And Dolores saying how much like anxiety she was getting from it. And she said that she wanted to get a little something to calm her nerves, but she said she wanted to work through it because she knows she will grow from it. Yeah, Dolores is a strong woman. I think she could take anything. She's amazing. I love Dolores. And after they stop talking about David, Jennifer brings up that while her conversation with Margaret tells Jennifer that Tiki was bringing up all those allegations about Louie, and as we know, Tree was not having it again. And she was like, why is Tracy saying these things? You know, it's kind of like the same the past two episodes. Why is Tracy talking about Louie? And after that scene, Jackie and Margaret have their one-on-one scene at Jackie's house. And Margaret tells Jackie that Jennifer said that Teresa was calling around. And, you know, Jackie was not happy that she heard that Teresa was calling around after. And after that scene, Tracy hosts that Treescape team building event. And that looked like so much fun. I kind of want to try that. Maybe not blindfolded because that's like really, really scary. But I see what Tracy was trying to do, the team building event. I thought it was really sweet that she was trying to do that like nice positive event. But as we see in the episode, that did not happen at all. It turned into pure chaos. As the ladies are walking in, Melissa pulls Jen aside to have like a conversation. And Jennifer and Melissa, they both mutually felt really bad about everything that has happened. The fight at the Jersey Shore. And Jennifer apologizes to Melissa for how she acted and calling Joe a crook and all that stuff. Melissa apologized for charging at her, and I thought it was really sweet of Melissa to tell Jen, like, oh, if you ever need to talk about anything, like, I'm here for you, and, like, we could see that they were moving forward, and as we see during the season, they have been getting along, like, after this point, but, like, during the airing, they are getting along. They went out to lunch a few times. I think they are good, and that's why I think the reunion seating is going to be different this time, because Jen and Melissa resolved their issues. I do think that they might swap Jen and Melissa because of the new things this season. But I guess we will see when the reunion comes out. Like I said before, the reunion is going to be filmed next week. And I hope we get the looks soon. I think the looks are going to be like, if I'm not mistaken, like blue, purple, and another color. I don't even know what natural colors are, but I remember I was told it's going to be blue, and I forgot the rest of the colors, but we'll just have to wait and see. And after Melissa and Jennifer's conversation, Teresa walks in. And I feel like Teresa woke up and she was like, I am not having it today. You see Teresa, as she walked in, she looked pissed already. She was like not having it. She came in like kind of like all negative, like she didn't want to do this. She didn't want to be there, but she showed up. And Melissa even said in her confessional, like, Teresa came in all negative and she was being like crazy. She was like, oh, when they were talking about what they're going to be doing, Tracy was like, oh, yeah, so we're going to be partnering up. And one person is going to have to guide this person on the obstacle course blindfolded. And Teresa goes, oh, can I do that? So I will walk the people off of the obstacle thing. And I was like, oh, God. Yeah, Teresa was not happy with Margaret and Jen. And she really, like, she made that known. Like, even when Margaret made that little comment about Teresa's lip gloss, she said he was going to try the bugs. And Teresa's like, what do you have to say about my lip gloss? Like, you could tell Teresa was not having it with anyone that day. And, like, one little thing was going to set her off. And as they were doing the treescape and Teresa found out she's going to be paired with Tracy, she was like, I don't want to be partnered with her. I don't even know her. And she's been talking about me. I don't know her. You know her, Melissa. And so as Teresa and Tracy's turn came up to do the obstacle course, Teresa's like, I'm not doing that. I don't know her. She's not my friend. Melissa, you do it. Yeah. After they did their whole like obstacle course, Dolores and Jackie did it. And Dolores is saying in our confessional, you know, me and Jackie have like a tricky relationship, but we could always bounce back. So it's nice to see they were getting along. We've seen Jackie and Dolores get on each other's nerves, but they bounce back like very quickly, almost like siblings, you know? So it was nice to see that they bounce back quickly. And I feel like they enjoyed that team building event and it really helped their relationship. And we don't really see so much of Jen and Margaret doing it because after Jackie and Dolores did it, they were chatting and Teresa came over and was like, oh, what are you guys talking about? And they start talking about Jen and Margaret. And Teresa was like, well, Margaret took all of the stuff and poured it out. And then Jackie kind of called Teresa out about looking for stuff. And then it started getting heated. And then Margaret was able to hear from where she was. Like, I think it looked like a few feet away. And Margaret and Teresa started yelling at each other and was like, oh, you look like shit. And then you look like shit. And then Teresa came over and was like, you look like shit. This one is this and this one is that. But then we were hit with another to be continued. And since I watched the 6-minute preview of next episode, it gets crazy, like really crazy. I have it posted on my page now, but I'm just going to give you like a little bit. Like, I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but let's just say Teresa says that she heard the Evan and Jackie rumor from last year from Margaret, and it all takes a turn from there. Everything turns left, chaos all around, shit hits the fan. And, you know, when Teresa accuses Margaret of starting that rumor, Margaret was not having it. And that's all I'm going to say. But if you guys want to hear a little more or see a little more about the preview for next week, go to my page, RHONJObsessed on Instagram. And if you are not following, go follow. And while I was watching Watch What Happens Live, Andy officially announced that the reunion is going to be filmed next week, even though I said he officially announced it on Watch What Happens Live. And they were like, yeah, I think we're going to need security. We don't want like a throwdown to happen. Oof. That reunion is going to be crazy. I am so excited to watch it. It's going to be soon. As we know, it's going to be another short season. Hopefully the turnaround is faster. I think they will start filming a little bit earlier next season. That's what I heard. But 3 months is not enough. I think they should film for 4 months. Try to get to at least 16 or 17 episodes. 3-part reunion, 20 episodes altogether. I don't think it's too long. I think it's the perfect amount because as we see, like OC and Salt Lake City get over 20 episodes when their season, it was okay. Like Salt Lake City, I liked it, but I feel like it was a lot dragged out. Like they didn't even have like a group event until like episode 5. Like they stretched out so much and I thought it was not needed. And OC, it's okay. Like the reboot with Heather Dubrow, who I actually happen to like, that was very anticipated, and I'm kind of getting a little bored. I'm like 3 episodes behind. I don't know when I'll catch up, but I'll catch up soon. It's just like, you know, like when you have like no motivation to watch, you kind of have no motivation to watch. But we will see how all these things go. And yeah, reunion films next week. I will talk a little bit more about the reunion next episode. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Flipping the Table. And yeah, so that's it for today. Hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys.